Hey, how about them tops, son?
All day, SEC boys. SEC. Crazy all day, baby.
You're listening to the Red Out Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into a Red Out short clip here. This is from our latest episode. Hope you enjoy.
So, the good news.
Football.
I know you don't really hear that in December, so, and especially when we're not going to a bowl.
Yeah.
We got recruiting news today. We have the signing day, national signing day, so big exciting news.
Yeah, early signing day, becoming actual signing day.
Okay, let me see here if we have anything.
Wow. Jared, is that you?
Yeah, it's because I plugged my phone in to charge while I watched the Belmont and Western game, and Jared Savage just missed a three to start. Sweet!
Good!
Yay!
No, instead of going through, like, the whole class, because there were 17 guys, I thought we could all, like, you know, we could talk with just very generally how we think Helton did in his first recruiting class, and then kind of, like, pick our favorite player. Jared's already got dibs on the punter.
And the two Franklin Simpson kids.
And the two Franklin. I figured you'd have the Franklin Simpson kids, though the O-lineman is on my list because of the swipe.
Yeah, he's legit.
Hey, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Satterfield should not have dropped him. That's a dumb move.
That's so bad. Jared, why don't you go first, since you have a little more knowledge with these kids, and I honestly don't.
Yeah, so I mean, being a Franklin resident, I've seen them play. They've been in the state championship the past 3 years, have won the last two. And Trey Bass, he's going to be a good addition, too. I think he's going to be a walk-on, but he's smaller. He's 5'8", which is still taller than me. But he is really quick. Like, what he lacks in size, he definitely makes up for in speed. Like, he's going to be a really good asset as far as, like, maybe using him on, like, a running back play on, like, shotgun as a screen kind of thing, and then make all these people miss and then take off. He has that kind of potential. And of course, Randolph, he's been like one of the solid offensive linemen, was originally committed to U of L. And of course, you know how all of that's gone. Jake knows more about that than I do. But
yeah, Satterfield just pulled
Western. Like, I didn't even see where Western offered him at all. It's just kind of like the, oh, cool, he's going to Western, sweet. Which I'm kind of glad he got a scholarship too, because one thing that kind of makes me mad about Western is that they see the Franklin Simpson players that are actually pretty good. And they're like, oh, they're from Franklin. We'll just have them walk on and all that stuff.
Yeah, because
it's all Franklin Simpson. Like, they never really offer him a scholarship. They always try to make him walk on as, like, a local kid thing, which I don't necessarily agree with. But, I mean, it's good that two Franklin people would be on there. But I'm hyped for this Australian punter because, one, Australia. Two, he's 6'5".
Like, 230.
I mean, it's a win-win. I mean, it's going to be beautiful. I want to see him used in some type of trick play, though. That would be really cool, because I don't know how many defenders have had to tackle a punter than 6'5".
Yeah, seriously, the kid's a monster. He's like 6'5", 230. Like, he's tight end size.
That's like Kavarius Thomas size.
Okay, yeah, seriously, he's a big kid. And what's funny is he doesn't... I don't know, the picture of him... Again, you got to take the, like, measurements that the football team gives you with a grain of salt. Like, add 2 inches to their height and 15 pounds to their weight always.
Depending on the position, yeah.
That's true. He looks kind of scrawny in the picture, but he does look, I mean, he's a tall guy.
Well, yeah, 6'5". I mean, that's really tall.
That's a tall guy, especially in football. So my kind of player that I'm really excited for after I started looking through all the bios and rankings and all that fun stuff is Josh Simon, who signed with us as a tight end, but he was a wide receiver in high school. I watched some of his huddle stuff today at work. I found a minute to do that. And dude's fast. Like,
so
what?
The greatest thing we've got to do is every time he scores, we'll just be like, Simon says touchdown.
Dude, for real. Yeah, absolutely. they probably were already doing that at his high school. But he's 6'5", 230. I think he's actually more like 6'4", 215, according to his, like, huddle tape and stuff. But I'm really happy to see another receiving tight end come to Western. We are tight end U, and we are, I mean, honestly, when you start looking at, like, NFL dudes, like, our most successful guys are tight ends, between Captain Jack and Higby. So I'm pretty pumped about him. Clayton Bush is another one from South Warren who's walking on. I think he is walking on, isn't he?
He's got a scholarship.
Because he was the first commit, right?
Well, he's got a star.
Yeah, he was like one of the
his early enrollees. Yeah, he was like the very first one of the 19 class. Local kid. South Warren wasn't around when I was in high school, so I don't hate him for any reason.
I have no reason. And there is a former Western quarterback that coaches their
coach.
Team.
Yeah, he's their
Brandon
coach.
Smith, yes.
Yeah, so I think that's awesome. There's lots of good kids up and down this, but those are kind of the two that I'm really excited for.
I hate to interrupt you, but I'm watching the Belmont Western game. It's currently 2-2, just like 3 minutes in, and Merrick Nelson just missed like a wide open layup, and I'm still bitter about it.
I will be too.
I can hear the bitterness in his voice.
Embrace the salt. Embrace it.
Has anybody mentioned Manny Allen?
No.
No, but he's going to be awesome.
I am excited about Manny Allen, not just because he was the first kid on the list, but, of course, my wife and I watched the show This Is Us.
Oh, God, why?
Okay, Jared, do you watch the show?
No.
Good.
Do you know what it's famous for, Jared?
Maybe.
Tears. Just everyone with tears.
Oh, it's so dramatic. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, wait, I do know what you're talking about.
It's a show that makes everyone cry. It's a show that, like, grown men are just weeping.
So, okay. So the show, one of the kids is on this show, and he's known as the Manny.
The Manny.
So that is...
So we're
going to
call Manny Allen the Manny.
The Manny. Done. He's got to be the Manny. He played for Rancho Verde High School out of Mariano Valley, California.
No.
He helped to lead the Knights to 13-1 record while outscoring opponents 690-195. That is like Manning, 98 Manning scores.
Pretty much.
I mean,
yeah.
That's just John Madden. John Madden, sorry.
Yeah, that's
Madden
pretty,
scores. That's
wild.
Just ridiculous.
I mean, he was a former four-star recruit before he was in this class. He was at USC and Nebraska, committed the two of them before coming to Western. So it's a good get.
This is why football signing day is exciting for me, where when you see that people have committed, it's not exciting.
Right.
Because these kids can flop. And, like, for instance, like basketball, where the kids will sign, basketball, a kid signs or verbally commits, it's done.
Pretty
Nobody
much.
Else talks to them. It's basically in stone.
Yeah, you now, don't see a lot of flipping in basketball.
No, football, it's like high school dating. You know,
yeah,
it's like
everywhere.
Hey, and you're like, hey, Nebraska, what's up? Looking good. Loving that O-line. Yeah, get that girl. Oh, hey, there's Western. Hey, Western, what's up?
I don't like you no more, Scott Frost.
Yeah. Thanks, House. Thanks,
you don't
House.
Win. You don't win fast enough. You're terrible.
Let's see if I can find some else. Do we mention Ricky Barber?
No, is he the kid from Doss?
Yes, he is from Doss High School in Louisville. I love local kids.
Yep, I love.
Jared already stole the Franklin kids, or I'd mentioned them. I love it when you get in-state kids, and especially Louisville. I'm fine with that. He played for the Dragons. His coach is Philip Hawkins. He was a third-team Courier Journal All-State honoree after his junior season, so not even this year. He's a three-star kid, which I don't count that. I'm sorry. He's DT. He's a defensive tackle, 270 pounds and 6'3". So he's a good-sized kid.
You know, and the O-line guys we got were just under 300, most of them. So they were actually pretty decent size.
As
18-year-olds.
As the famous Matthew McConaughey meme is, you got to pump them numbers up, son.
Right, gotta get above 300.
I got Jordan Flack. He's a two-star kid coming from Brewer High School, Somerville, Alabama. 6'5", 300 pounds. Dude, he is tall as all get out.
Well, and here's the deal, too. Okay, so he's that now, today, pre-college strength training.
Yes.
That's good.
Until Dwayne Hall gets a hold of him, yes,
well,
son.
And that's one of those things that you talk about. So if you look at the breakdown of the positions that we got built up, and I love Helton. I like Helton, but he's boring as crap in press conferences, which on one hand, as a fan, I like.
Yeah.
Don't say that's stupid.
Yeah.
Don't get us in the news for anything dumb.
Don't cuss Penny Hardaway, yeah.
He doesn't talk above his head like Sanford did. Ooh.
He doesn't do, yeah.
Yeah.
Burn. Can we do the...
Don't go after Utah State like that.
Well, when are people going to figure out that he's not that good at football?
Are you talking about Sanford?
Yeah. When are they going to figure that out? You think it's Utah State, or he's got one more hop?
He'll hop around.
Yeah, but he'll continually hop down the ladder.
I don't know if it's going to be down or if it'll just be a cross.
Like he'll just stay like a QB coach?
He's going to be like a Frogger, and he's just going to keep going. I think he'll be OC for a while. He may get another head coaching gig. I don't know. I don't think it'll be anything big. It'll be like Troy State or somewhere like that. But
yeah, when Matt Brown leaves, when Stoops leaves.
Yeah. We did get another kid from Glasgow. Did somebody mention that?
Uh-uh.
Wide receiver from Glasgow High School. He's a Scotty. Sorry. There's a lot of hatred between Allen County and the Scotties, but glad to have you on board, buddy. He's a 6'3", 180-pound receiver. Dalvin Smith. Yes, did I not mention his name?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dalvin. Kid did great. He got 67 passes for 920 yards and 13 touchdowns, rushed 65 times for 582 yards and 8 touchdowns. So, I mean, and of course he played defense too. He played both sides of the ball.
A lot of these kids in high school, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You guys come in playing both sides of the ball if you got the talent.
Yeah, if you can, you go for it.
And especially at, like, I don't want to say Glasgow's a smaller, like, school, but they're not like...
They're 3A, I think.
Yeah, and so they're not... They don't have... Just the roster size is not going to be as deep. So you're going to... As far as talent goes, so if somebody's good, Hoss, get out there.
Here's my thing, too. This kid comes in as a wide receiver. He may not play wide receiver his entire career.
Yeah,
he could go to corner.
Yeah.
We've had that happen. Yeah. Even during my tenure, we had... kid's name was Darius Brooks. He's a prime example. Started at wide receiver. Had some issues. They flipped him to defensive back. He did even better. Yeah. I mean, he was...
Well, I mean, they said that about Clayton Bush in the press conference. That's kind of what I was getting at. He was talking about how... Helton was talking about the needs they filled. It was funny because he's not going to say anything bad about, like, the position groups that already are here. But he was like, yeah, we added depth at O-line and depth at receiver.
You got to have depth at O-line because those guys, they can go down. They need breaks. I mean, you got to get them flipped in and out.
But it's just funny because he didn't want to be like, hey, we need help.
Yeah.
Because we didn't perform like we wanted to.
Yeah, and I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just funny because, I mean, the coach has to say that. You can't talk bad about the kids you're about to coach. I totally get it. But it's just funny because he's like, I don't want to call him milquetoast, but he's like, he's kind of boring in the press conferences. So let's hope that the on-field is much more exciting.
Yeah, Hoss.
Yeah, Hoss.
The funniest thing for me is you see these kids' write-ups, and they've got these big write-ups. Clayton. Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Okay.
Especially local, because he's got local reporters helping.
So you got Clayton Bush. He is actually Dr. Wayne Bush's son.
Yeah, his dad played.
Just so you know. Yeah, just so you know. I knew this kid when he was younger. But anyway, he's probably a good kid, great everything. But what I was going to say is John Hagerty, or is that how you say it? Hagerty? Hagerty?
Probably Hagerty.
Everybody else has this big write-up, you know, three or four sentences or whatever. It says, here's his bio. Attended Tom Hackett Punting Academy, ranked 17th in the 2019 class among punters, including fifth as an Australian-style punter. So, not only is he Aussie, he's going Aussie punt style. I love that. That has a lot of... That's got a lot of potential there, and I love it.
Yeah, for sure.
Do y'all have anything else on recruiting?
I mean, overall...
I just think it's a really good class. I mean, he was able to retain a lot of the people that were recruited by Sanford, and plus get all these other people coming out of the woodwork kind of at the last minute, and I think he did a really solid job. He filled a lot of gaps he needed to, and I'm pretty excited.
I am too. Numbers-wise, we got 5 wide receivers. Skimming, got defensive end, 2 DTs, 1, 2, 3 offensive linemen, punter, a safety, tight end, cornerback, 2 cornerbacks. Yeah.
And we can go through, when basketball season's over, we don't have a lot to talk about. We'll go through and, like, really talk about, like, the roster and where we see, you know, who's going to be starters, who might make. Because the cool thing, you know, you got 17 kids in this class that are, you know, just signees, not, you know, walking on other stuff. But 10 of them are early enrollees, so they're going to have a full semester of practice. They're going to be here for spring ball.
Yep.
So they've got a shot. I mean, some of these guys, I mean, you think like maybe Manny Allen or maybe some of the offensive line kids.
So 9 out of 16 are early enrolls.
Is it, or 10 out of 17 maybe. I don't know. Is it just 9?
Okay, yeah, 1, 2.
But anyways, there's still quite a few, you know,
okay, 10.
Most.
Damn, I can't count.
No, he can't. It's 1, okay. 2, neither 3. Of us are math guys. But, which you need to be because you have to like, measure 10. Stuff in your job.
Yeah, but it's with a string and a ruler. It's nothing major.
It's a string and a ruler.
It's nothing major. I mean, it's not anything that you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had to add up loan fees the other day, and I like kept screwing up, and I was just like, why can't... Oh, because I just forgot to hit that button. Got it.
Got literally, it. Okay.
That's why I did not go to math school. I went to law school.
Hope you enjoyed the clip from our latest episode. Subscribe for our weekly Red Out podcast. And always remember, go Tops!